Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. That's good. Next, I take an ice bath.
Ooh, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes.
Breakfast is raw liver.
Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then, I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow.
Oh, wow, really bright, okay.
Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff.
Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes.
Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything.
Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe. Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. That's good. Next, I take an ice bath.
Ooh, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes.
Breakfast is raw liver.
Okay, here we go. Oh. Real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Always know.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
It was a case that captured the nation's attention. An unspeakable crime committed within one of South Carolina's most powerful families. Alex Murdaugh, a once-respected attorney from a legal dynasty, convicted of murdering his wife and son in cold blood. The courtrooms were packed, the headlines relentless, and the verdict came down like a hammer, guilty on all counts. For the brutal killings of Maggie and Paul Murdaugh, Alex was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. It seemed like the final chapter in the saga of the Murdaugh family, a name that had long been synonymous with power in the Lowcountry. But then a twist. Just when the story seemed over, Alex Murdaugh's legal team made an appeal, alleging something that could change everything: jury tampering. And this wasn't just any minor claim. They accused Carlton County Clerk of Court Rebecca Hill of interfering in ways that could have swayed the jury. For a family already steeped in public and legal scrutiny, this new chapter opened up a fresh wave of doubt and speculation. Now, with the South Carolina Supreme Court agreeing to review his request for a new trial, the spotlight once again turns to Murdaugh. The questions are no longer just about guilt or innocence. They now encompass something larger, a system that may have been flawed from the inside. To understand how it came to this point, we need to go back to the beginning of the case. In June of 2021, Alex Murdaugh claimed to have returned home from visiting his parents to find his wife Maggie and son Paul shot to death near the dog kennels on the family's sprawling estate. Paul, just 22 years old, was shot twice with a shotgun, while his mother Maggie was gunned down with a semi-automatic rifle. The brutality of the crime shocked the community, especially given the Murdaugh family's long-standing prominence in South Carolina's legal and political circles. For months, authorities scrambled for answers. They released snippets of evidence. A video captured on Paul's cell phone that placed Alex at the scene of the murders just moments before they occurred, contradicting his alibi. A shotgun and rifle matching the weapons used in the killings, though the murder weapons themselves were never recovered. It was a complicated web of circumstantial evidence, bolstered by damning testimony about Alex's finances, addictions, and deteriorating personal life. By the time Alex went on trial for the murders of his wife and son, the public was already captivated by the case. The courtroom was filled with spectators, and it seemed like every new revelation deepened the mystery. The trial lasted 6 weeks, but the jury's deliberation was surprisingly swift, less than 3 hours. The verdict, guilty, it was over. Or so we thought. Then came the bombshell. Allegations that Rebecca Hill, the clerk of court, may have improperly influenced the jury. According to Murdaugh's legal team, Hill had repeatedly spoken to jurors outside of the formal proceedings, allegedly pushing them toward a guilty verdict. There were claims that she told jurors not to be fooled by Murdaugh when he took the stand, urging them to dismiss his testimony as lies. Juror Mandy Pierce, now publicly known as Juror Z, came forward with her doubts. In a recent documentary, Pierce revealed that Hill's interactions with the jury made her uncomfortable. She'd already been uneasy about the lack of a murder weapon and felt that the prosecution had not explored other potential suspects thoroughly. But Hill's comments tipped the scales for her. "She made it seem like he was already guilty," Pierce said. "What Becky did wasn't right." It was Pierce's claims, along with other allegations about Hill's behavior, that led to the current appeal. Hill, for her part, denies any wrongdoing. However, in a decision that surprised many, she has since resigned from her position as the clerk of court. Whether this was related to the allegations remains unclear, but it added a new layer of intrigue to an already complicated case. Murdaugh's attorneys seized on this controversy, filing motions for a new trial based on these claims of jury tampering. In January 2024, Judge Jean Toll reviewed the evidence and heard the arguments from both sides. Toll, a former Chief Justice of the South Carolina Supreme Court, was no stranger to high-profile cases, and her ruling was closely watched. While Judge Toll acknowledged that Hill may have been attracted by the siren call of celebrity, she ultimately ruled that the allegations, even if true, were unlikely to have influenced the jury's final decision. In other words, Hill's actions may have been inappropriate, but they did not rise to the level of tampering that would justify overturning a guilty verdict. Murdaugh's request for a new trial was denied, but the legal team did not stop there. They quickly filed an appeal with the South Carolina Supreme Court, pushing for a higher-level review of Hill's alleged misconduct. This time, their efforts bore fruit. In an unexpected turn of events, the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case, setting the stage for a dramatic legal showdown. As the legal maneuvering continued, two jurors from Murdaugh's original trial began speaking publicly for the first time, fueling even more speculation. Myra Crosby, better known as the Egg Juror, shared her story, adding another perspective to the narrative. Crosby had been dismissed from the jury midway through the trial, and her departure became infamous when she asked if she could retrieve her eggs from the jury room before leaving. But her story, like Pierce's, took a darker turn. Crosby claimed that she had been unfairly targeted and removed from the jury because she was undecided about Murdaugh's guilt. She described feeling pressured, not just by the courtroom proceedings, but by forces she couldn't entirely explain. The removal, she said, felt unjust, especially after learning that the accusations against her, claims that she had spoken to outsiders about the case, were never substantiated. Crosby's dismissal, combined with Pierce's newfound doubts about the guilty verdict, has only deepened the cloud hanging over the trial. Both women, along with the allegations against Hill, have left many wondering, was the jury's decision truly free from influence? Did Murdaugh receive a fair trial? With the South Carolina Supreme Court now weighing in, the stakes couldn't be higher. If the justices find that there was sufficient misconduct to warrant a new trial, it would mean reopening one of the most closely followed cases in recent memory. A new trial would not only throw Murdaugh back into the courtroom, but it would also reignite public fascination with the twisted saga of the Murdaugh family. For now, Alex Murdaugh sits in prison serving his life sentence for the murders of his wife and son, alongside a separate 27-year sentence for his financial crimes. But his legal team remains determined. Even if he is granted a new trial, the uphill battle to overturn his conviction will be steep. The evidence presented in the first trial, the damning cell phone video, the inconsistencies in his alibi, and the sheer brutality of the crime still looms large. Murdaugh, however, is no stranger to courtroom battles. His own legal career was spent wielding power in the same courtrooms where he now fights for his life. The irony is not lost on anyone following the case. As we await the Supreme Court's decision, the role of Rebecca Hill continues to be a focal point. Hill, who had been a trusted figure in Colleton County, found herself at the center of a controversy she may never have anticipated. Her alleged interactions with the jury, whether intentional or not, have placed her under scrutiny, and her resignation has only added fuel to the fire. Hill's alleged actions are not unique in the world of high-profile cases. There have been instances in legal history where clerks, bailiffs, and even judges have crossed the line in ways that jeopardize the fairness of a trial. In Murdaugh's case, Hill's proximity to the jury and the weight her words might have carried could very well be the key to whether or not a new trial is granted. Murdaugh's defense team has portrayed Hill as someone who was seduced by the attention surrounding the case. They claim that she sought to influence the outcome for her own gain, possibly even to secure material for a book she co-authored about the trial. If true, this would represent a serious breach of ethical standards. For now, we wait. The South Carolina Supreme Court has not yet set a timeline for its proceedings, though Murdaugh's legal team has already submitted their arguments. Whether or not Murdaugh will get a new trial depends on how the justices interpret the events that transpired during his first trial. Did Hill's alleged actions rise to the level of jury tampering? Was Murdaugh's right to a fair trial compromised? These are the questions that will determine the next chapter of this story. If a new trial is granted, the case will once again capture national attention, reopening wounds in the community of Colleton County and beyond. And if the conviction stands, it will likely be the end of the road for Alex Murdaugh, a once powerful attorney who fell from grace in the most dramatic of ways. For the Murdaugh family, the pain continues. Maggie and Paul are still gone, their deaths hanging over this legal saga like a dark cloud. And for the people of South Carolina, the case serves as a reminder of the fragility of trust in the justice system, in public figures, and in the very idea of truth. As the legal process continues, the nation watches and waits, knowing that in the story of Alex Murdaugh, nothing is ever quite as it seems.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Fast.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads. No fear. Just your signal. Cygnos.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Always know.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Cygnos.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September. I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September. I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September. I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September. I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.